And here on KDSJ, we have the privilege to catch up with the president of Black Hills State University in Spearfish each and every month. And as we start to wrap up the month of September, we catch up with Lori Nichols over there at the BHSU office. Thanks so much, Lori, for the time.
Yes, you're welcome.
And these type of days, we want to be outside. But you have a pretty good view there from your office on campus, don't you?
I do. And even though I would love to be outside too, I can see that it is a just gorgeous day out. So I've got a pretty good view here.
Good day to bring some kids on campus for recruitment, I think, anytime
yes.
this week. And of course, with swarm days next week, some fever going through the Yellow Jacket Nation. And more and more students are coming to campus all the time, as we see from this fall's enrollment. Let us know as we dig a little bit deeper in the numbers.
Yeah, we were so pleased with enrollment this year. We for the first time in 9 years, we were actually able to say that we were up in enrollment. So that was, we've been working hard on this for about 3 years. So that was kind of a major breakthrough for us. Our enrollment, we're just a little shy of 3,500. We're 3,475 actual headcount this fall. And that was up about 50 students from this time last fall. Our freshmen were up by about 8 students, so it's not a big number, but it was up, and we're trying to keep growing that. Our goal is 500 freshmen year in and year out, and we're getting really, really close to that. We were at 489 this fall. And retention is a really important number for us, because that's the students who were with us last year as freshmen. They come back to us this year as sophomores and then as juniors and seniors, so it's the returning students. That's what we call our retention. Did we retain them, and are they back, and are they still working on their degree? We were at 71% last year, and we went up a percentage point to 72% this fall. So that keeps going in the right direction too. Our goal, our short-term goal, is to get that to about 75%. So room to grow, but it's moving in the right direction. Our biggest growth was in internet students. We're up about 100 students taking line courses online from us. That continues to be very popular and grow. Our branch campus down in Rapid has been declining for a while, and it continues to decline. We're working on rebranding that center and making it more of a health science focus, and we hope with time that will stabilize it. And then the other number I wanted to give you was our number of Native American students. You know, we were designated as having a Native American center at BH, first of the 6 Regental schools in South Dakota. And so that's been an important number for us. It's really an important part of our mission, 73 to about 111 students who are tribally enrolled Native American students, which again, of a little more than 50%. So really a great number for us there, and we really hope that number keeps growing.
As we hear from President Lori Nichols over at Black Hills State University, as we kicked off the fall semester, you had a big scholarship get-together there on campus. We've heard some things in the news, but you got to be pleased with not only the amount of money coming in for scholarships, but just the physical people on hand taking it all in and really being behind Black Hills State.
Yeah, and I have to say, it was on August 19th, so it was actually just our classes started on the 21st, so it was a Saturday night just prior to the start of the semester, which I actually think is a really good time for it, because momentum is high, students are back on campus, everybody's ready for the start of the semester. I really liked having it that time of the summer, kind of towards the later summer. We raised $229,500, so just about $230,000 for academic scholarships, which was, I don't believe that was our all-time high, but I believe it was our second high for the number of dollars raised for scholarships. So we were very pleased with that. We have two big donors who stepped up as sponsors, and that was First Interstate Bank and Pioneer Bank. And they were fantastic to give a significant amount to make sure that our fundraiser was successful. And they also had tables there and were bidding, and they were just super. Each year we give what's called a Difference Maker Award, and that is goes to an individual or a family who has made a real difference to Black Hills State through their giving, their philanthropy to the university. And this year that went to Miles and Lisa Beacom. And they gave their history was this last year, they gave a $5 million gift to Black Hills State Athletics, and that specifically went to women's athletic programs. Their daughter, Ashley, was a women's basketball player for us for 4 years, And so anyways, they're very committed to athletics. They're committed to BH. And they really, now that Ashley has graduated and is gone, they wanted to come back and make a significant gift to really continue to build our women's athletic program.
Also, we saw in the news that BH received an award. We always like that. But this time it was about civic participation. Tell us more about that.
Right. The Secretary of State, Monet Johnson, came to campus, this was last week, and delivered a proclamation on our campus, and the day was September 19th, which was National Voter Registration Day, and she presented the institution with a brand new award that she has created out of the Secretary of State's office here in South Dakota. It's called the Gladys Pyle Award, and it's really designed to encourage civic participation while at the same time honoring a woman in South Dakota's history that was just a true pioneer. Gladys Pyle was the first female Secretary of State. She was early on female in the legislature, and she was also a congresswoman for us. And this was all back in like the 1920s. So she truly was a leader and a pioneer. We registered well over 100 students that day. So we were recognized for it, and that was a really nice award to get.
And speaking with BHSU President Lori Nichols, and we want to focus on some sports and athletics. A lot of different things going on here this fall sports season. Fill us in on how all the Yellow Jackets are doing.
Yeah, I'll run down them quickly. I want to start, though, by saying our new athletic director started last week. So Scott Larson is his name. He arrived on campus midweek last week, and he is busy working. In fact, I just came from a meeting where he was at, and he's jumping in with both feet into the job. So it's great to have him here. We're really excited about his background and his leading the Yellow Jacket athletic program. I think most people, maybe if they were paying attention, noticed that football recorded a really exciting win at Colorado Mesa last Saturday. And that moved us to 3 wins, 1 loss for the season. So we were really excited about that because we knew Colorado Mesa was going to be one of our tougher football games. Maybe not the hardest, but right up there at the top. They're very good in the RMAC. And of course, this Saturday is a huge game for us. We play South Dakota School of Mines. They're probably our number one rival. And that game is Saturday, 6 p.m. here at Lyle Harris Stadium. So again, another great football game, and I encourage everybody to come out for it. Football's really doing well. Volleyball is tallied an even 4-4 mark in non-conference play before starting the RMAC play. They now sit 4-8. So they struggled a little bit in the RMAC, but we're wishing them well. They travel to School of Mines this Friday for a 6 p.m. match. So we're hoping they're getting their jitters out and they'll be able to turn it and do well now that they're getting underway with the RMAC season. Soccer began the season with a record of 3-4, which is already 2 more wins than last season. And this week they head to Colorado School of Mines and Colorado Mesa, where they will be playing. We don't have a home game with them for another week or so. Men's cross country took the title last weekend, and they were at the University of Minnesota, and the women finished 13th. They head to MSU Billings for the Yellow Jacket Open, and keep in mind, MSU Billings are Yellow Jackets as well, so it's their Yellow Jacket Open, and that will be on October 7th. And then we're so proud of the rodeo. The men and women's rodeo each claimed first place at the Triton Stampede held last weekend in Fort Dodge, Iowa. And next up, they're traveling to Dickinson, North Dakota to compete in the Blue Hawk Stampede. And that will be September 29th and 30th. So this coming weekend, they're really having a terrific fall season. Triathlon swept the podium to open their season on September 2nd. They will host the Black Hills Collegiate Cup in Belle Fourche October 1st, so that's this Sunday. And then after that, they'll head to the West Regional Qualifier on October 15th. And if you are curious about triathlon or enjoy it, I would encourage you to come out to the Belle Fourche Reservoir where they'll be competing this Sunday. I believe competition gets underway about, noonish, and they should be all done by about 3 o'clock or so. And then finally, women's golf is halfway through their season. Next up, they are at the Sam Perall Invitational, and that's in Pueblo, Colorado. That's October 9th and 10th. So that's kind of a rundown of fall sports. Everybody is really in the middle of their seasons now, very busy. And quite honestly, many of our teams are doing quite well.
And there's a particular trophy that we would like to keep on campus at BHSU this weekend with that matchup with the Hard Rockers on Saturday night. You can catch it here on KDSJ or be a part of the great crowd there at Lyle-Hare Stadium in Spearfish. As again, we hear from Lori Nichols, president of Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Thanks so much for the time again, and we'll probably see you around on Swarm Week.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Cody.